listening to Saturday Breakfast on BBC Radio Cambridgeshire with me, Jane Smith, and we're counting down to the Tour de France. And when it visits Cambridge in July, they'll be greeted with a musical surprise. The Cycle of Songs project aims to fill the city with music and song alongside the great sporting spectacle. And today there's a bit of spontaneous singing going on. So let's find out more from one of the producers, Marcus Roma. Morning, Marcus.
Morning.
Now, briefly remind us of what Cycle of Songs is all about.
Well, it's to celebrate, as you said, the Tour de France, which is day three of the Tour de France, which kicks off from Cambridge and goes to London on the 7th of July. And as part of that, we've been working with choirs and with musicians and poets all over the city, developing some key, wonderful songs that are actually celebrated through the route. So what we've done is we've found stories, and we've worked with History Works, and I work with Pilot Theatre. We've found some stories, we've actually built those things through, and we've created some wonderful songs that have been sung by local choirs. Now, we're doing some live performances, as well as we've built an app, which means that it'll be free, and that's going to be available on the launch of the Tour de France, which is the 5th of July on Parker's Piece, as part of the big weekends. And when you get the app, it's like an album. It's like a brilliantly eclectic album. You can walk the route, and where the songs will come into your ears will be at the locations where they're based. So it's a really extraordinary piece. We've done all the recordings. We've been working with about 30 different choirs. And as you say, we've got some celebratory singing today as a pop-up choir outside the Guildhall from 12:30. So there are lots of other events and performances as well as the app, and people really getting a chance and getting involved in an extraordinary, wonderful project that celebrates the songs and the stories of the city.
Have you got anything so far that's a special highlight for you?
Well, there are many special highlights. I mean, what's great is that the participation and the enthusiasm of the people from Cambridge is just wonderful. And everyone's been, coming along and getting involved. And I say we've got a pop-up choir today of people who have just come along. They just want to have a sing. And we're going to be singing a special piece today called Why We Ride. And that's our piece number two on the route. And it celebrates Howe's Bicycle Shop, which was on 14 Regent Street. So one of the great things around this is lots of stories and hidden stories, if you like, are coming to life. And we had Michael Rosen in last week, who's written a special poem about the lions at the Fitzwilliam. And we've recorded Michael doing that. And we've got extraordinary, as I say, some really wonderful choirs. So we had the King's Choristers, but also singing with Milton Rhodes School, actually in King's College, and we've recorded that. And so what we have is we're mixing all of the opportunities for people to visit and to find out the wonderful locations. So we've been rehearsing at Kettle's Yard, we've been rehearsing down at the Junction, as well as the university and the music faculty. So all over the city, we've been placing and putting people in spaces and places and helping them to celebrate and understand more about the stories and the fabric and the journeys of their city.
Now, the pop-up choir today, can anyone get involved with that?
Well, do you know what? Absolutely, because if you come down today, I mean, we are rehearsing from 11, and we've been rehearsing for the past 3 weeks. But of course, people coming along today, if you fancy joining in, you're very welcome. As I say, we'll be popping up at various spots and locations around the Guildhall and around Great St Mary's. We're keeping some of those under wraps at the moment about what we're going to do, because part of that is the element of surprise today. But people can come along, and of course, on the 5th of July, it's the big weekend at Parker's Piece. And between 3 and 6, we're going to be in a big marquee next to the main stage. And some of the choirs and singers will be on stage. About 120 people from the Dowsing Sound Collective will be singing as well on stage. But apart from that, we'll also be doing singing within the marquee and launching the app. So the opportunity for people to get involved and to participate, and then to hear the music and also to get involved with the stories. There are loads of photographs online. And if you go to cycleofsongs.com, there's a wealth of material and resources there for people to get involved and to find out what we're doing.
It all sounds really exciting. Can't wait for the 5th of July. Thank you, Marcus, for coming and telling us all about it.
Thank you.
Marcus Roma there, telling us about Cambridge's Cycle of Songs. So keep an eye out for singers popping up all around the Guildhall and Great St Mary's from about midday, possibly. Today you might spot someone and you might just want to have a little sing-along with them.